So today we study the third chapter of the manual. Now the first chapter deals with consciousness, 89 or 121 types of consciousness. And the second chapter deals with 52 chetasikas, and then combination of chetas and chetasikas in two ways. The third chapter deals with both chetas and chetasikas in other ways. And this chapter is divided into six sections. The first section is analysis by feeling. The analysis of principally chetas. So analysis of chetas by feeling. And the second section is analysis by roots, hetus. And the third is analysis by functions, kichas. The fourth analysis by doors. And the fifth analysis by objects. And the last, the sixth analysis by bases. Now the first is analysis by feelings. You already met feelings in the first chapter and also in the second chapter. Now there are different kinds of different divisions of feeling, and sometimes feelings are said to be five, sometimes three, sometimes two, and sometimes only one. So according to their effective quality, that means according to their nature or characteristic, feeling is said to be of three kinds. That is, on the chart, sukha, dukkha, and upekkha. And Buddha taught feelings among the faculties also. Now, in the seventh chapter, you'll find the 22 faculties. So among these 22 faculties, there are feelings. And there, Buddha taught five kinds of feelings or five kinds of faculties of feelings. So according to that faculty teaching, there are five feelings. And they are sukha, dukkha, somanasa, domanasa, upekkha. Now, you are very familiar with these five or three feelings. So when Buddha said there are three feelings, actually he meant sukha and somanasa as sukha and dukkha and domanasa as dukkha. So actually, five feelings and three feelings are the same. So when three feelings are taught, Buddha used the word sukha. But there, sukha does not mean just sukha among five kinds of vedana. So sukha there means both sukha and somanasa. And also dukkha means not just dukkha, but dukkha and domanasa. Upekkha is upekkha. Sometimes Buddha said, monks, there are only two feelings, and they are sukha and dukkha. So in that case, sukha covers both sukha and upekkha among three vedanas, and dukkha covers just dukkha. And sometimes Buddha said, whatever there is feeling, all that is dukkha. That means there is only one feeling, and that is dukkha. And Buddha said, this saying of mine was uttered with reference to the impermanence of conditioned things, Since everything is conditioned, everything is impermanent. What is impermanent is sukha or dukkha. Dukkha. So whatever is impermanent is dukkha. So vedana, there is only one vedana, and that is dukkha. So we find vedana mentioned in different ways, and in some suttas, vedanas are said to be more than five. But let's be satisfied with just one dukkha, one feeling, two feelings, three feelings, and four feelings. And since feelings are, say, five, say, according to the faculty, teachings of faculty, we should understand the characteristic of each kind of feeling. Now, feeling has a characteristic of enjoying, not really enjoying, experiencing the flavor of the object. That is a general characteristic of feeling. But sukha feeling has the characteristic of experiencing desirable touch. Now we are dealing with five vedanas, right? And dukkha vedana has a characteristic of experiencing undesirable touch. And somanasa vedana has the characteristic of experiencing desirable object. And domanasa vedana has a characteristic of experiencing undesirable object, and ubhikha vedana has the characteristic of experiencing neutral object. Now let us find out which types of consciousness are accompanied by which feeling. If you are familiar with the first chapter, there is no difficulty. Or you can look at the chart. So, which is accompanied by sukha feeling? How many? Sukha feeling. Only one. This one, right? And which is accompanied by dukkha feeling? Again, only one. Green cross and red cross, right? A dukkha feeling, green cross, sukha feeling, red cross. Then which types of consciousness are accompanied by somanasa? You have to count the red ones, right? The red color dots are those that are accompanied by somanasa feeling. So how many of them are there, somanasa feeling? 62. And then how many are accompanied by domanasa feeling? Only two, right? Two green dots. And ubhikha feeling, the blue dots, altogether, 55. So, okay, let's go a little in more detail. Now, you can look at the manual and then you can say 62, 55, and so on. So I will let you collect them. Okay. With somanasa feeling. So there are 62. Four from akusala chetas, right? And then two from ahituka chetas, right? And then 12 from beautiful sensory consciousness, kama vajra sopana chetas. And then another 12 from rupa vajra chetas. And then, how many? 16, 16, 32 from Lokuttara, 32 from Supramandita. So altogether we get 62 types of consciousness. Okay. Ubekha. How many from Akusala? Six from Akusala. And then from how many from Ahetuka? 14 from Ahetuka. And then 12 from beautiful sensuous consciousness, Kama Vajra Sovana. 3 from Rupa Vajra. And then 15 from Arupa Vajra. And 12, I'm sorry. Good. 12 from Arupa Vajra and 8 from Lokottara Chetas. So altogether 55 Chetas. So one Cheta is accompanied by Dukkha feeling, one Cheta is accompanied by Sukha feeling, 62 Chetas are accompanied by Somanasa feeling, 2 Chetas are accompanied by Dhammanasa feeling, and 55 Chetas are accompanied by Ubekha feeling. That is according to 5 feelings. Now, according to 3 feelings, how many are accompanied by Sukha feeling? 62 plus 1, 63. How many are accompanied by Ubekha feeling? The same, right? Yeah. How many are accompanied by Dukkha feeling? 3. 2 Dhammanasa Sahagara Chetas and 1 Dukkha bodily feeling, right? So, again, how many are accompanied by Sukha feeling? Here, 63. How many are accompanied by Dukkha feeling? 3. By Ubekha feeling? Say, 55. Yeah. So the manual has our chart here. it uses the chart only here, not in the first chapter. And why the seeing consciousness and so on are accompanied by Ubekha and the body consciousness accompanied by Dukkha and Sukha, I think I've explained to you. You remember that. If you do not remember, you can read in the manual on page 117 and 18. Hmm? No, on 119. Hmm? 17 to 19. 117 to 119. Okay. Actually, their impingement, when their impingement is between soft kind of material properties, then there is Ubekha. When there is the impingement of soft with hard, there is impingement, there is Sukha feeling or Dukkha feeling, right? I gave you an example, right? You still have the diagram? Yeah. when you put a ball of cotton, say on an anvil, and you strike it with another ball of cotton, there is no much impact, and so the impact is soft, weak. So there is Ubekha feeling. But when you strike the ball with a hammer, the hammer takes the anvil, going through the ball of cotton and takes the anvil. So there is a big impact. So there is, if it is desirable, there is Sukha feeling, and if it is undesirable, there is Dukkha feeling. Right. So, if you are familiar with the first and the second chapters, then this analysis by feeling is nothing. It's very easy. And if you're familiar with this card, this chart, much more easier. Okay, the next section. The next section is analysis by hetus, analysis by roots. Now, what are the roots? How many roots are there? 6 roots, right? Yes. They are, in Pali, lobha, dosa, moha. And alobha, adosa, amoha. You found all these 6 among the 52 chetasikas. Didn't you? Okay. Where do you find lobha? Among whom? Among which? Unwholesome chetasikas. Dosa, again, unwholesome chetasika. Moha, unwholesome chetasikas. Where do you find alobha? Among 19 beautiful universals, right? And adosa also among 19 beautiful universals. And amoha, different, separate, among beautifuls. So, 3 roots, lobha, dosa, and moha are akusala, right? And alobha, adosa, amoha, they are the opposite of lobha, dosa, and moha. Now, what are they? Are they kusala or akusala or any other thing? Not only kusala, right? Because they arise with sobhana chetas. So among sobhana chetas, there are vibhaka chetas and there are kriya chetas, right? So lobha, dosa, and moha are akusala roots. And alobha, adosa, amoha are kusala roots and also vibhaka and kriya roots. So vibhaka and kriya are collectively called abhyakata in Abhidhamma term. Abhyakata. Abhyakata means the literal meaning of the word is not declared. That means not declared to be either kusala or akusala. So if it is neither kusala nor akusala, it must be vibhaka and kriya. So vibhaka and kriya are called abhyakata. And rupa metta is also called abhyakata. So, the first 3 roots are akusala, and the second 3 roots are kusala and abhyakata. That means kusala, vibhaka, and kriya. The first 3 roots are bad roots, and the other 3 are good or beautiful roots. Now, the word hetu in Pali, ordinarily, it may mean just a condition or a reason or a cause. But in Abhidhamma, hetu has a specific meaning. Hetu means just these 6 chetasikas, which are compared to roots. When there are roots, a tree is firm, a tree is stable, a tree is strong. If a tree has no roots, it will fall very easily. So when a tree has no roots, it is said to be weak, unstable. So in the same way, when the consciousness are, types of consciousness are accompanied by either good roots or bad roots, they are said to be firm, they are said to be strong. That is why ahiduga jetas are said to be weak because they have no roots. Now we'll find out how many jetas are accompanied by how many roots. There is a table in the manual. I haven't made my own table yet. So please look at the table if you have the book. These tables or diagrams are very helpful and you can easily understand just by looking at it. Now, let me ask you, Akusala Chetas, right? 8 Lobha Mula Chetas. How many Hetus accompany 8 Lobha Mula Chetas? 2. Lobha and Moha. And Dosa Mula Chetas? 2. Dosa and Moha. And 2 Moha Mula Chetas by only 1. What is that one? Moha, right? So the first 8 Lobha Mula Chetas are accompanied by Lobha and Moha. And then 2 Dosa Mula Chetas are accompanied by Dosa and Moha. And the last 2 are accompanied by Moha only. Okay. And then the next 18 Chetas, we don't have to consider. They are Ahetukas, right? Oh, okay. Then, among the 24 Kama Vajra Sobhana Chetas, let's say the first 8 Kusala Chetas, right? The first 2 are accompanied by how many Hetus? Is there Aloba? And Adosa? Amoha? Yes. Amoha is Panya, knowledge, right? So the first and second are accompanied by Panya, Jnana Sampayoda, right? So the first 2 are accompanied by 3 roots. And then I'll say number. Number 3 and 4 accompanied by 2 roots only, no Amoha. Number 5 and 6, 3 roots, Aloba, Adosa, Amoha. And 7 and 8, 2 roots, Aloba and Adosa. Okay. Now, the 8 Kama Vajra Vibhaga Chetas, the same. Number 1 and 2, accompanied by 3 roots. Number 3 and 4, 2 roots. 5 and 6, 3 roots. 7 and 8, 2 roots. The same with the Kama Vajra Kiriya. Okay, 1 and 2, 3 roots. 3 and 4, 2 roots. 5 and 6, 3 roots. 7 and 8, 2 roots. Okay, very good. Then the rest, how many roots? Accompanied by how many roots? Rupa Vajra, Arupa Vajra, and Lokottara. 3 roots. So there are no 2 root chetas among these Rupa Vajra, Arupa Vajra, and Lokottara, right? So they are all 3 root chetas. Okay. Now you may look at the table. So roots, greed, hate, delusion, non-greed, non-hate, non-delusion. So they are 6 roots. And then the chetas are given as greed-rooted, right? It means Lobha Mula Chetas. And hate-rooted Dosa Mula Chetas. Delusion-rooted Moha Mula Chetas. But rootless Ahiduka Chetas. SS, sense fear. Sense we are beautiful with knowledge. Those are 1, 2, 5, 6, right? Yeah. And then sense we are beautiful without knowledge. Those are 3, 4, 7, 8. Mm. They are altogether 12, 4 each. And then sublime means Mahagata, Rupa Vajra and Arupa Vajra together, 27. And then supramundane, Lokottara are taken to be 8 here. So 8 supramundane consciousness. Now at the bottom, you see the numbers 2, 2, and so on. So 2 means what? Accompanied by 2 roots. So 3 means accompanied by 3 roots. Okay. How many are accompanied by, let us begin with one root, right? How many chetas are accompanied by one root? 2. Moha Mula chetas, right? How many are accompanied by 2 roots? 10 Lobha Mula Jetas, I mean 8 Lobha Mula Jetas, 2 Dosa Mula Jetas, and then 12 Kama Vajra Sovana, without knowledge, right? So altogether, 10 plus 12, 22. So these 22 Jetas are those that are accompanied by two roots. What are the two roots? So you have to differentiate, right? With Lobha Mula, Lobha and Moha. With Dosa Mula, Dosa and Moha. And with Kamajra Sovana, Aloba and Adosa. Right. Then how many are accompanied by three roots? 12 plus 27 plus 8. 47? Right. 47 are accompanied by three roots. And accompanied by no roots. 18 Ahituka Jetas. Is that right? It should be understood that 18 are without roots, right? 2 with one root. 22 with two roots. And 47 with three roots. So if you are familiar with Chaita Chittisika combination, it is also very easy. So today, we are studying very easy sections. So the first section and second section are not difficult if you are familiar with the first and second chapters, if you are familiar with combination of Chaitas and Chaitasikas. So the first section deals with feeling, and the second section deals with what are called roots, hetus. Okay, we go to next section. Next section deals with functions. Now, chaitas, 89 chaitas or 121 chaitas. Each chaita has a function of its own. So when they arise, they arise and they perform their function, and then they disappear. And these functions are said to be how many? How many functions are there? 14 functions. So all 89 types of consciousness are divided into, say, 14 function chaitas. And the first of them is rebirth function or relinking function or rebirth linking function. The Pali word is patisandhi. So patisandhi means joining, linking. Now, in order to understand this, first you have to understand the first chaita in one life. Now, let's talk about human beings. So for a human being, its life begins with conception. And that conception is called rebirth here. So at the moment of conception, at the moment of rebirth as a human being, there arises one type of consciousness, vipaka consciousness. And along with that consciousness, there arise chaitasikas. And with those chaita and chaitasikas, some material properties that are caused by karma also arise. So what we call rebirth is a group of these three. Rebirth consciousness, chaitasikas, and some rupa. It's called rupa born of karma. And that consciousness is always a vipaka chaita. It may be karma vajra sahetuka kamavajra vipaka, or it may be rubavajra vipaka, it may be arubavajra vipaka, or it may be vipaka of ahetukas. Not all vipakas, but sampirana, the investigating consciousness. Two investigating consciousnesses accompanied by upekha. So, in any life, in a given life, first, that vipaka consciousness arises. And then, this consciousness repeats itself again and again and again, all through the life, actually. This vipaka consciousness is the result of karma. So, karma is very powerful and very strong, and it can give this result all through the life, not just once. At the moment of rebirth, it is called rebirth consciousness. And then in later in the life, it is called by another name. And when a person dies, his death consciousness is this same consciousness. So in one life, rebirth consciousness, and then during the life consciousness and death consciousness are one and the same type. When it arises first time in a life, its function is to join the two lives together, something like that. That is why it is called linking, relinking, patisanti, joining together. Although it is called a link or patisanti, it belongs to next life. Now, when we say something is a link, we think that that something does not belong to the previous or the following one. It is in the middle, right? But here, although we call this a link, it belongs to next life. So that consciousness, when it arises again and again in the life, it is called by another name. Now, at the time, its function is to maintain the life. If it does not arise at all, then our life would have ended just after relinking. Because this consciousness arises again and again and again, and in life, our life goes on and on, say, until the end of one particular life. Actually, that one particular life is followed by another particular life. So, in one life, this consciousness arises again and again and again. And when it arises during life, it is called a constituent of life or the reason of life. And in Pali, you know the name of that, right? How do you call that? Bhavanga. So when that vipaka consciousness arises again and again during life, it is called, it performs the function of bhavanga, maintaining the life. It is the same consciousness as the patisanti consciousness, but it has a different function. And this bhavanga consciousness goes on and on in our lives, when there are no active consciousness arising. Active consciousness means when we see something, there is a seeing consciousness and the whole thought process. When we hear something, there is a hearing thought process and the whole hearing consciousness and the whole thought process. So when such thought processes arise, bhavanga stops. So, in the place of bhavanga, these types of consciousness arise. And then, after 17 thought moments or the 10 thought moments, they cease, they finish. So, after they cease, bhavanga takes on again. So, bhavanga's moments goes on in our lives in between these active thought moments, active thought processes. So, I call the bhavanga, the buffer zone between active thought moments. So it goes on and on and on like that. And the arising of Bhavanga Chetas is most evident when we are in deep sleep, a dreamless sleep. So when we are asleep, then there are only Bhavanga moments going on and on and on. No active thought moments. So the first one, the first chitta has a function of what? Relinking, patisanti. So when it arises first in our lives, it has the function of relinking. When it arises later during life, it has a function of Bhavanga, maintaining life. And when we die, it arises and it has a function of dying. So we get now three functions of chetas, right? Relinking, Bhavanga, the life continuum, and death, jyoti. Now in order to understand the other functions, you need to understand the thought process. I think you're familiar with the thought process. I told you about thought process when we study the Ahiduka Chetas, seeing, receiving, investigating, and so on. So, when an object presents itself to the senses, and that's called impinging. So when, let us say, when a visible object comes into the avenue of our eye, that visible object impinges, see, on the eye as well as on the Bhavanga. So when that object comes into the avenue of the eye, the Bhavanga is disturbed. So it vibrates or it shakes for one moment. And then, after arising for a second moment, it stopped. And it is immediately followed by another type of consciousness, which turns the mind towards the object. That turning is one of the functions. And that function is done by which chetta? Yeah? Turning, adverting. Two chettas, right? Panchadwara, vajana, five sense door adverting, and mind door adverting, right? Yeah. So there is this function, turning function or adverting function. So from that moment on, the mind is turned towards the object. And also it is called adverting because with that moment, the active thought moments begin. So the Bhavanga moments are inactive moments. And after the Bhavanga stopped, there is this adverting thought moment. So with that, there is a change of thoughts. That is also why it is called adverting. That means turning to be active. So that turning function is done by the two kinds of chetas. We will find them out later. So in Pali, that function is called what? Avajjana, right? Avajjana. You have that word in Pancha, Dwara Vajana, Mano Dwara Vajana. So that is one function, a Vajana function. And then, after the mind is turned towards the object, there is seeing, or hearing, or smelling, or tasting, or touching, right? So these types of consciousness have their respective functions. So seeing consciousness has seeing function. Hearing consciousness has hearing function, smelling consciousness, smelling function, tasting consciousness, tasting function, and touching consciousness, touching function. So we get five more functions: seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. After seeing, in the thought process, what arises? If you have the diagram of thought process, you can look at it. You don't have the diagram. Huh? Okay, do you remember the mango simile? So, after seeing the mango, he picks up, right? Receiving. And after receiving, investigate. And then determining, right? So after seeing, there is the receiving. So that is one function, receiving the object, one function. And then investigating the object, another function. And then determining the object, another function. And what follows determining? Javana. So here, Bhikkhu Bodhi said, Javana is a technical term of Abhidhamma usage that is best left untranslated. So don't try to translate Javana. You will not get a satisfactory translation. So it is translated as impulsion. But we don't know what impulsion is. So it is best left translated. Now, the literal meaning of the word javana is, say, running swiftly force, something like that. So after the determining stage, there is this javana stage. So at this javana stage, the consciousness fully experiences the object. So I call it full experience of the object. I don't want to use the word enjoy the object, because if the object is undesirable, you do not enjoy it. So, say, full experience of the object occurs only at the stage of javana. Before the stage of javana, there are functions of receiving, investigating, determining, right? These functions are done by ahituka chetas. They are weak, and they are not strong chetas. So their experience of object is not as forceful as at the stage of javanas. And it is only at the stage of javanas that there can be kusala or akusala. So you see an object, and during the stages of adverting, seeing, accepting, investigating, determining, they are all vipaka chetas. Not all. The panchadvara vachana is a kriya cheta, right? But javana moments, there are almost always seven moments. So it is only at the javana moments that the object is fully experienced, and that is why kusala or akusala arises during the javana moments. So if you have the correct attitude towards things, then the javana will be wholesome, kusala. If you have incorrect attitude towards things, the javana will be akusala. So that javana is one function. That full experience of the object is one function. And that function is done by the number of chetas. We'll find them out later. And then after the full experience of the object, there follow two moments of what I call registration. That is, following after. The Pali word is tadharamana. The literal meaning of the word tadharamana is having that object. Tadharamana. Tad means that. Aramana means object. So tad and aramana combine, and it means something that has that object. That object means the object taken by the javana. So the two moments of tadharamanas take the same object as taken by the javanas. So the tadharamana, the registration function is compared to the water following the boat. So say you row a boat and water follows the boat from behind. So something like that. And also it is called aftertaste. You remember the mango simile again? The man swallows the mango and saliva and so on. Yeah. So that is the dharamana. So that is one function. So now how many functions have you got? Relinking, life continuum, bhavanga, death, duty, and then seeing, adverting, then seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, receiving, investigating, determining, javana, we cannot say in English, javana, and tadharamana, registering. So there are 14. So 14 functions. So these 14 functions are done by 89 or 121 types of consciousness. Now here, the difference is made between the functions and then what I call stages. Stages means actually the place of function, where those functions arise. Now, although there are 14 functions, the places where they do the function are said to be only 10. The place means the space of time between these functions. Now, after adverting, there is seeing, right? When there is seeing, there is no hearing and so on. And seeing is immediately followed by receiving. So between adverting and receiving, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching functions arise. So these five, there is only one place, one stage. So if we divide the functions according to that, we get only 10. 10 places of function or 10 stages of function. So the Pali word used is thana, which means a place. In the manual, it is translated as stage. So there are 10 stages or say 10 places, but there are 14 functions. Okay, now we will find out which functions are done by which types of consciousness. There is another table on page 127. Now, these are actually my tables, but he uses English and I use Pali. That's a difference. So the 14 functions are you read from top to bottom, right? So 1, 2, 3, rebirth, bhavanga, and death. And then adverting, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, receiving, investigating, determining, javana, registration. So these are the 14 functions. And then there are chittas, right? Unwholesome, eye consciousness, and so on. Okay. Rebirth, bhavanga, and death functions are done by what? Investigating. What's that? Oh, equanimity. So that means santirana accompanied by upekha. And then SS, kama vajra sovana. Sense sphere. Resultant. Kama vajra vipaka. How many? 8. And then sublime resultant. Mahagata vipaka. 9. So 8 plus 9 plus 2. Altogether 19, right? 8 plus 9 plus 2, 19. So these 19 chetasikas have the function of rebirth, bhavanga, and death. So that means if you are rebirth consciousness is, say, the first kama vajra vipaka, then your bhavangas will always be first kama vajra vipaka. And your death consciousness will also be the first kama vajra vipaka. These 19 chetas have the function, these three functions. Because when one has a rebirth function, and it also has a bhavanga function and death function. So there are 19 chetas which have the function of rebirth, bhavanga, and death. I want you to look at the chart also. So if you look at the chart, then you see very clearly. Okay. Can you see the chart? Which are the types of consciousness that have the rebirth, bhavanga, and death function? These two, right? And then these 8, and these 5, and these 4, right? So, I want you to be able to identify on this chart also, not just the table. The table is just a guide, but you must see this so that you really see clearly. So again, 3 function chetas. 2 santiranas, right? Accompanied by upekha. And then 8 kama vajra vibhagas, 5 rupa vajra vibhagas, and 4 arupa vajra vibhagas. So 4 plus 5 plus 8 plus 2, altogether 19. So these 19 have the function of patisandhi, bhavanga, and chuti. Rebirth, bhavanga, and death. Okay, now the next is adverting. So look at the table and you find 5 sense door adverting and mind door adverting, right? In Pali, pancha dwara vajana and mano dwara vajana. Which are they? This one and this one, right? Yeah. Among the ahitukas. The last column in Ahituka, there are 3 dots. The first 2 dots are accompanied by upekha. They are first pancha dwara vajana and second mano dwara vajana. These 2 types of consciousness have the function of what? adverbing, function of avajana. Then which has the function of seeing? Two, right? Yeah. Ahiduga. Among ahidugas, two seeing consciousness, or two eye consciousness. This one and this one. And hearing, two. Smelling, two. Tasting, two. Touching, two crosses. And then receiving. Where do you find the receiving consciousness? Below the two crosses, right? Two dots below the two crosses. They are receiving consciousness. Okay. And then what? Investigating. How many? Three, right? So, these three, right? One red and two blues. Investigating. Okay, determining consciousness. Look at the table. I mean, determining function is done by, mind door adverting. Now, where is mind door adverting? This one, right? Okay. So, determining is done by this mind door adverting. Now, Javana. There are 55. Now, Javana function is done by Kusala, Akusala, Phala, and Kriya. Kriya except two avajanas. Again, what are the javanas? Kusala, akusala, phala, and kriyas except ahituga, two of the ahituga kriyas. Pancha dvara vachana, mano dvara vachana. So, that means 12 akusala chetas, right? And then, one hasitu bharacita, smiling consciousness, and then kusala and kriya. 8 kamavajra kusala, 8 kamavajra kriya, 5 rubavajra kusala, 5 rubavajra kriya, 4 arubavajra kusala, 4 arubavajra kriya, and then, let's say, 4 magachitas, right? They are kusala. And then, 4 phala chetas. So all 8 lokottara chetas. You just follow me, you don't add them up. Huh? You add them up?
No.
So you add them up. Then you get how many? Yeah. On the table you see the number 55. So you can just say 55. So you must know which are the 55, right? According to this chart. So again, now you must know that javanas are what? Kusala, akusala, phala, and kriya without pancha dvara vajana, mano dvara vajana, right? Yeah. So if you remember that, you can count the javanas. So that means 12 akusala chetas, and then 1 smiling hasitubara cheta, and then 8 kamavajra kusala, 8 kamavajra kriya, 5 rubavajra kusala, 5 rubavajra kriya, 4 arubavajra kusala, 4 arubavajra kriya, 4 maga, and 4 phala. So altogether 55. These 55 have the function of javana. Okay, now we come to registration. Registration function. Now please look at the chart. Table. So, Santirena Ubhukha, right? Santirena Somanasa. And then, 8 Kamavajra Vipava, right? So, Santirena Ubhukha, 2. Santirena Somanasa, 1, 3. And then, 8 Kamavajra Vipavas. So, all together, 11. So, these 11 chetas have the function of registering the Dharamana. Okay. Now we have gone through this. What we want to know is from another angle. Which chetas have one function? Which chetas have two functions and so on? Right? On the table, you see the number of functions, right? There you see 1, 1, 1, 5, 2, 1, 2, and so on. So if you want to find out how many chetas have one function, then you have to add the numbers below those number ones, right? So 12 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus and so on and so on. Okay, then add them up. How many? That's a lot, right? Okay, how many? 68, right? Right. Now here, the manual, in the manual you can get it. It is said, it is stated that those which perform one function are 68. Huh? Page 129. Right? It is stated that those which perform one function are 68. Don't look farther. Okay. Can two functions? Ah, only two. Then check with the two functions, two. All right. Then three functions. Nine. Right? Three functions, nine. Then four functions, eight. Five functions, two. That's all. Ah, good. So, one function chetas, 68. Two function chetas, two. Three function chetas, nine. Four function chetas, eight. Five function chetas, two. Okay. Let's take five function chetas, right? What are the five function chetas? Two, right? What are those two? Santirena, Ubhukha, right? What are the five functions? Patisanti, Bhavanga, Chuti, investigating, and registering, right? Again, what are the five functions? Patisandhi, Bhavanga, death, duty, investigating, registering, right? The five functions. So, Santirena Ubhukha, Santirena accompanied by Ubhukha has these five functions. So, it does these functions Not at one time, right? Not at one moment. On different moments, it does different functions. So at the moment of relinking, then it does the function of relinking and so on. And then in the thought processes, it does the function of investigating and also the registering. Okay. Now four function chetas. Eight kama vachara Vibhaga chetas, right? Okay, what are the four functions? Padisandhi, Bhavanga, Chuti, and death, and registration. Right. Okay. Now, three functions. Nine sublime resultants. That means five Rupa Vajra Vipaka and four Arupa Vajra Vipaka. They have three functions. What are the three? Padisandhi, Bhavanga, and Chuti. Right. That's about all, right? Okay, two functions. Have you finished two functions? Not yet? Okay, then. Two functions, Cheda. Santirana accompanied by Somanasa. Right? So, okay. What are the two? Santirana and registering. And then there is one more of two functions, Chedas. Mind door adverting. What are the functions? Adverting and determining. Only one Cheda. Manodvara Vajana. Now, Manodvara Vajana, when it arises through five senses, it has a function of determining. When it arises through mind door, it is a function of turning. One function, they have different functions. Okay. Unwholesome. Akusala. What function? Javana. And then, eye consciousness, what function? Seeing. Ear consciousness? Hearing. Nose consciousness? Smelling. And tongue consciousness? Tasting, no? Body consciousness? Receiving consciousness? Receiving. And then, what is this? Five sense door adverting? Adverting, avajana. And then, hasitubara, smile producing consciousness? Javana. And then, what's that? Since we are wholesome, kama vajra kusala, javana. And then kama vajra kriya, javana. Right. And then, what is this? Sublime wholesome, rupa vajra and arupa vajra kusala, javana. And then, sublime functional, rupa vajra kriya and arupa vajra kriya, javana. Eight Lokudra Chedas. Javana. So now you see what different functions are done by these different types of consciousness. So they have their own respective functions to do. Like people working in the office, right? In the office, there are many people working, but they have different functions. One does the typing, the other is keeping accounts, and so on. So in the same way, these 89, or say 121 types of consciousness, have different functions to do, and they do their own functions. Now, let me see. Okay. So, those that have rebirth, bhavanga, and chuti functions, how many? Read across the table. Those that have three functions, 19, right? Which are those 19? Santirana Ubekha, Kama Vajra Vipaka, Rupa Vajra and Arupa Vajra Vipaka, right? So these 19 are called Padisandhi Chetas. And then adverting function, how many Chetas? Two. Five sense door adverting and mind door adverting. Seeing, only two. Hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, only two. Receiving consciousness, receiving function? Two, or yes. And then investigating function? Three. Determining function? One, Manodvara Vajana. Javana function? 55. Registration function, 11. Okay, now, I want you to be able to see the functions just looking at the looking at this chart once again. Akusala chetas, javana function, and then these two chetas, seeing function, these two, hearing, another two, smelling, another two, tasting, two crosses, touching, and then the two blue dots, receiving, and the remaining three, investigating. Okay, and then the first one. Adverting, right? And then the next one. Adverting and determining, right? Two. And the red dot? Javana. Very good. Once again, the 5 cents store adverting. Adverting. And second one, mind or adverting? Adverting and determining. And hasito bara? Javana. Okay. Now these 8 types of consciousness, javana. Because they are kusala. Kusala, akusala, phala, kriya, right? Yeah. So they have javana function. Now, be careful. The middle 8, kamavachara vipakas, 4 functions. Patisandhi, bhavanga, chuti, and registering. 4 functions. So the kamavachara vipakas have 4 functions. Now kamavachara kriya, only javana, 1 function. Rupavachara kusala, javana function. Rupavachara vipaka, 3 functions. What are they? Right. Very good. And then, Rupavachara Kriya. Javana function. Okay. Now, Arupavachara. Kusala. What function? Javana. And then, for Vipaka. 3. Since they are Vipaka, right? Parisandhi, Bhavanga, and Chuti. Yeah. And then Kriya, Javana. And all Lokutras, Javana. Very good. So when you exercise or when you study, try to look at this card and then identify the functions. And if you don't remember, you can refer to the table. Even if you don't know reading the table, then read the text. So we come to the end of third section. Analysis by functions. So we'll get only these three sections today. Next, doors, and then objects and bases. So the object section is a little complicated. Okay.